Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Yeah, Tierra said it best. There's levels to it. We didn't start the game well. The way in which we conceded, Ketelari played really well. Trossard played well. Tillemans played well for them. Luka Bacco as well. And then we get the goal against the run of play. You think, okay, we're back in it. But then we concede right away. All right, so we come out of the second half. Got a little bit more life to us. Looks like we're going to get back into the game. And to concede a goal, which we did when Matt Freeze made that mistake. I mean, it was too much of a mountain to climb. And then to add insult to injury, another mistake from Chris Richards at the end. Lukaku gets the goal. So, look, happy for the team to have dealt with the pressure that they had on their shoulders to go out and inspire this country and get that home field advantage. But still, we're in the same situation. We're not getting past the round of 16. And to be considered a great team, you got to do what the team in 2002 did or the team in 1930 did. So there's a lot of positives to take away, but at the same time, there's levels to it, right? And look, proud of the boys for the heart that they showed, but when you came up against a side that was, you know, a top 10 in FIFA rankings, to see what you're made of, we left with the same answers. We don't have as much depth as we thought we did, and we concede too many goals.
That was Clint Dipsey. All that audio comes courtesy of Fox and the World Cup. Rob, let's talk about this, because this does feel like we are kind of dusting off the vinyl and playing the greatest hits. Text line 913-586-7965. I imagine that this is an opinion that a lot of people have. The U.S. will never get to being top 10 in the world due to the fact of how expensive it is to play in legit good travel leagues as these kids grow up. You're never going to get some of the best athletes that our country has to offer because of that cost. I can't speak to how much youth soccer costs. I do think this. I think there are two maybe main points that I have. The first one is, I don't really think that our country cares about being that good at soccer. That's number one. Like, I feel like we at least have to come to that understanding of all of it. I don't think that we, as a country, really care about being that good at it. I think we care about being really good at football. Like, we take pride in it. Communities take pride in you being really good in football. It is something that you are taught from when you are a small child. You will play football in certain parts of the United States. We all love it. So that's one part of it. Like, I don't think that we care enough. And when you see the World Cup and Rob going to a World Cup game, there is a noticeable difference between the relationship that we have as a country with soccer and the relationship that they have when it comes to soccer. It would be nice for us to be good at soccer. They need to be good. Soccer is a part of their culture, the same way that basketball is a part of our culture and football and baseball is a part of our culture. It's radically different when it comes to soccer. I would also say, in that same vein, I don't think we, because of, I guess the first point is, I don't think we want to push those kids to go play soccer. I'll give you an example, because I feel like we always use the top athletes. Let's use somebody like L'Jarius Sneed, for example. You think there's a world in which we'll get to where kids like L'Jarius Sneed grow up and they play soccer? Think about
baseball fans. Think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
About that. L'Jarius Sneed grew up in small town America and turned out from small town America to grow up to play college football, and then grew up from playing college football to winning a Super Bowl. Rob, is there a system in place to get kids like L'Jarius Sneed to go play? Because I don't think that exists. There are systems to get that kid to play basketball. There are systems in place to get that kid to play football and baseball. I don't know if we have a system to get kids like that to go play soccer. So I just feel like, I don't know why we just can't accept as a country, we don't want it bad enough when it comes to this. We really don't. And that's fine. I'm fine with that. I feel like everybody else isn't fine with that. I'm cool with the relationship that we have with soccer. We've got the MLS. That's a really cool event to go out to, take your family out to, support sporting. It's really cool to go out to the KC Current. It's cool to watch soccer when it's over there. It's cool to watch soccer when it's on Peacock. But are we really, as a country, willing to invest the resources necessary to be really, really good at soccer? I don't think we care about it enough, and that's fine. Duke could be better at college football if they really wanted to be. Kansas could be better at college football if they really wanted to be. That's not where their passion is. Hey, win 6-7 games. Don't embarrass us. Make a bowl game. And we're going to pump all of our resources because we want Tyron Stokes. We want Darren Peterson. We want to pay for the rules of basketball to be here. We built this entire building to celebrate how good we are at basketball. I just feel like every 4 years we lie to ourselves about how good we want to be at soccer. We do not care about soccer enough to start pumping the resources, whether it is physically, whether it is in bodies and talent, or teaching young kids how to be good at soccer. That's just not where our passion is. The best player on the U.S. team did not learn how to play soccer in America. We were laughing and joking about it. People were getting mad at me. But if Flo Balogun grew up in this country, he would not play soccer. He'd be a basketball player. He'd be a football player. He'd be doing anything else other than playing soccer.
I have no problem with the idea that you send the best players to Europe to train over there. The problem is, for your college football analogy, and Duke, you know, is fine being bad at football. What frustrates me is the people that run U.S. soccer are also fine with it, and that's infuriating. It's one thing if you said you're fine with the way it's working in soccer. You're not a soccer fan. That's fine. If Joe Schmo listening, I don't like soccer, I'm fine with the way it works. That's fine. If you're the people in charge of U.S. soccer, it's not supposed to be fine. Travis Goff, when he speaks with the media at some point this week at Big 12 Media Days, is not going to say, yo, 5-7, 6-6 is cool with me because vibes, you know? He's going to talk about wanting more from the football program. That's what infuriates me, is the people that run U.S. soccer have the same opinion as you, and that's where the fracture is. Dan Wetzel, who might be the best sports writer in America right now, he's very good, has an article right now on ESPN. It's free. I would encourage you to read it. It's all about the fracture in U.S. youth soccer, and we've talked about this on the show. It has become a country club sport. It's pay for play. It's traveling to showcases. It's coaches that aren't really teaching, but they're just taking kids on vacations, which means it's inherently for the rich kids, which means you inherently don't get some of the best available athletes. If the U.S. Federation would fix those things, maybe you'll never get LeBron James to come play
soccer over basketball.
But you know what? You could get kids who are going D2 for football, or playing at Miami, Ohio for football, or Miami, Ohio for basketball, to be intrigued by soccer. But unless you have the money to belong to Leawood Country Club right now, you're not interested in the sport.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, there's a racial component here. I know nobody ever wants to discuss with soccer. We can leave it alone. I just don't know if the point of soccer in this country is to get either those kids interested in soccer and to get those kids playing soccer. And I just don't think that we as a society care enough to be good at it. Everything else that we as a society care about, we actually get really good at. Gymnastics, really important in America. It's really important. We're really good at gymnastics. Like there's some things that really track really matters. I don't think that America really cares about being really good at soccer. I don't think that it is important for us to be good at soccer the way that it is with all of those other things. And as long as that continues to be the case, this is just kind of the cycle that we'll be in. I think the U.S. came very, very close to hitting their ceiling in this tournament. They dominated group play. They won their first round game. They went up against a European team that is rated higher than them in the FIFA ratings. They lost. They're out of the tournament. I don't really know if it was ever going to go that much different than how it ended up.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 4070?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.